Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I wasn't asking you. I was asking maybe people who are listening if they can hear the little people inside the radio. No, you guys weren't on at all. Oh. Now you guys are on.
It's my... Oh, hey.
Welcome to the show. This is Charlie. I'm here with Mia and Alexia.
Hi.
Hi.
And you're listening to Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yep. Here we are.
This
Another
is the
week.
Last show before the spring schedule starts. Yeah. How exciting is that?
So exciting, which means we get, Alexia and I get to have our show again from 9 to 10 right before this show.
It's been weird not having it.
I know. Like coming here at 10 instead of 9. So weird.
I just feel so useless. Like there's like, no theme to plan. There's no playlist
dude,
to make.
Like
I'm not a spinatron. I'm useless.
I had dinner today with a friend, and I was like, oh, I have to be out like at 8:30, because I was like, yeah, radio's at 9.
No, it's not.
It's at 10.
Yeah, because I have class till 7:30 at SMFA, and I was like, I gotta get the early shuttle so that I can get. And I was like,
nope.
Oh, no, I can hang out.
Yeah.
Well, a whole new semester means a whole new crop of DJs to train.
True.
Whole
I'm
new schedule to make.
I'm currently doing my DJ agreement.
Oh, I just said that. Did you fill out the form?
I did.
The show form? Okay.
I did.
Was the problem that you put a P for your last name?
The problem was that I never had a phone number put in.
Oh, yeah, that's
originally.
True.
So it just, I was putting in my phone number and it like wasn't working. I was like, why isn't this working? Problem
wow.
solved.
Lots of people can't figure that out. You're very smart. I've gotten dozens
how many,
of emails
how many,
about
how many
that.
Emails exactly?
I said, Charlie, please help me in the subject
go the
line.
So good.
What did I say?
But it's a
Charlie,
lot.
Charlie, it won't let me.
So good.
Lots of people have trouble remembering their last names,
numbers, I guess.
IDs.
Student ID.
When did we join WMFO 2023?
2023.
All right, yeah. It's time to listen to our first song.
See ya.
What's it gonna be? I think it's going to be car seat headrest.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know what I'm for me, but I'm the one that has to pay. I never liked your words, they always seem so niche. You always say that it's alright, but what about the past 3 weeks? Pardon me, I'll pardon you. I don't care, just leave me, because there's nothing that we can do. Stop saying words that aren't true. My head is spinning, my words are sick. I'm tripping way too hard.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, mic three is nice.
Crispy?
Yeah, except I sound like stuffy.
I think you just are stuffy today.
No, I know. I am because of the sawdust. So much sawdust. It was the wood shop was open today, so the sawdust just like flew into the hallway.
I just keep waking up not being able to breathe out of my nose.
Oh, that really sucks. That's terrible.
I've been like mouth breathing the past couple days, and I feel like such a little noob.
Mouth breather.
Roblox noob.
Mouth breather. That's funny.
Random side thing that I wanted to say. I used to have SoundCloud so that I could listen to songs that were like in edits on Instagram.
That's so funny.
Because there were like slow extra reverb, and I was like, oh, this kind of slaps. But it was only on SoundCloud.
I have, in my life, uploaded one track to
You're
SoundCloud.
You're kidding. What
did you
upload?
Make it yourself?
No.
Oh.
No, it's just a concert bootleg.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
I've contributed to more songs that are uploaded to SoundCloud, though.
Alex G Online on Spotify.
I'll never tell anyone about
that. You know, Alex G Online every once in a while doesn't exist.
Yeah, Alex G Online, Alex G... Like, there's a bunch of different fake Alex G accounts on Spotify that will, like, get taken down, but then they'll come back up, like, in a couple days, and yeah. Then I find them again and add them to my playlist.
My favorite is when people upload stuff to Spotify as podcasts.
Oh yes. My gosh, there's this one song, there's an unreleased Nirvana song that I have on my playlist, but it's a podcast, but yeah. I added it to my playlist, and every time it comes up, like, I can't skip it as much because I would have to like fast forward 15 seconds to skip it.
Yeah.
But it's really good. It's the Seasons in the Sun. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I have those my liked folders usually.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I used to listen to Endless by Frank Ocean that way.
In your folder?
It was a podcast.
There's a way to like mess with your Spotify so that you can like download anything from YouTube and put it into your own playlist. You do that?
Yes.
I just figured out how to do that.
Yeah. Cause I sometimes have seen like tutorials on how to do it because I'm like, I want to listen to this Alex G unreleased.
It's actually really easy.
It's so easy. If you just put them on your computer, it does it automatically.
Yeah, if you like have it as like an MP3, you can just import it.
Hmm. Like I just have random MP3s on my computer on Spotify. Like I could play my Spanish 4 final.
I guess I just don't know how to get MP3s from YouTube, but I can. There's probably a converter.
There's a converter.
There's so many converters.
Yeah.
Well, I could play sound effects from games that I have on my computer.
Wow. Ah, yes.
You're wearing the Peter fighting the chicken shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Is that for Fortnite?
Hold up. Listen to this.
Oh, my
gosh. Of course it's for Fortnite.
In honor of Fortnite. We've been playing a lot of Fortnite, guys.
I have both the Peter Griffin and Giant Chicken skins.
The chicken takes up half of the screen.
Really?
The chicken takes up half of the screen.
I'm sorry, guys. I just can't get into it. There's no plot.
The plot is W's,
Alexia. I'm just hoping that you guys like let it die off soon so that we can play a different game.
It's not.
If you want to play Smash, we can be really weird about Smash instead. I love that one.
What about Minecraft? Group Minecraft server, that would be so fun.
Dude, I forgot my Minecraft account.
I thought you stole it from someone.
I stole it from somebody, but then I forgot it.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I lost the playlist, guys. So bear with me while I get our next song. Fortnite took over.
Who's listening right now? If you a homie, who up listening?
If you a homie, maybe call in. 855-915-9636. Once again, 855-915-9636. Boom.
Shout out to the homies listening.
It's crazy. I can't believe I remember that number always.
I don't know
my sister's phone number. I only know my parents, my mom, my dad, and WMFO.
Yeah.
That's it.
855-915-WMFO.
Boom.
True.
Exactly.
I don't think anyone's going to call in, though.
I got a new phone. It's pink and it has a little dog on it.
That's cute.
It's very cute. But yeah, I think it's time for the next song.
Yay.
So, bye, guys.
What is the next song?
This.
To see. show me you ain't gotta say nothing. If these niggas coming, can we go space some? If you knowin' that you won't stay away from. I'm addicted to the lean fiend, spent 18, used to pray every day. It didn't change a thing. Me and Ark fuck the same drums, wear the same jeans, pull the same pole, pop the same beans. I love my brother, we be on the same thing. We gon' make a home, run the red light, little traffic ain't a thing. Lost some brothers, had to downsize the team. Now life's tragic, it be hard to fall asleep. Eyes open, counting up the sheep. And all that fake love make my love deep. And all that fake love make me love hate. And all that fake love kept me out the way. And all that fake love kept me out the way. And all that fake love kept me out the way. I found real love in my mama first. Yeah.
When I get back, nigga, I'ma be on A5 Holly. Where you been at, nigga? They ain't told you, nigga. I been out there, nigga, bumper down, nigga. Hand on D trigger.
you give in to the pressures on your mind?
I have a secret I want to tell.
It's not time to listen to another song.
Yeah.
I was trying to get the tape deck to work. I lost.
Yeah, we went to Lower Town.
We did.
Since we gave away the tickets last show, we went to Lower Town the next day, so Wednesday, a week ago. And it was pretty sick, right, Alexia?
I really enjoy that venue because it's good for every type of concert goer. Yeah. There's places to sit, there's places to get away.
Drink water. There's free water. Free water.
Yeah, and it's like a good venue.
It is a good venue. They have good sound.
Close to, you know,
very close to
campus.
Close to
our house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we're chilling.
We found a t-shirt on the ground when we were walking home too, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Somebody lost a Lower Town t-shirt. Sorry. Not sorry. We have to wash it.
Definitely.
They were also really quick transitioning between sets. Because usually I get really mad at concerts when they take like 30 minutes in between the next person coming out. Yeah. They were pretty quick with it.
See, that's something about smaller bands that I admire a lot.
Yeah.
That they, you know, are very quick to the point and want to perform. And they're like, okay. Boom, 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 boom. Like in Miami. You were witness.
Yeah. It was like back to back. It was great.
Back to back.
I also think that they had a really great stage presence. It was like I was enjoying the stage presence more than I was the actual music, because I feel like a lot of times I go to concerts for artists that I really like.
Yeah.
And then it's like I'm watching.
Like what happened with Unknown Mortal.
Yeah, they're just doing things exactly like the recording. And it's like, well, if I wanted to do this, I would just play it from a speaker. Like I want
an experience.
A little bit of.
No, you want an experience.
Interaction, at least, with the audience, or like switching up the songs a little bit, doing something more fun. It's like if you're just playing it exactly like the recording and you're not even performing, you're just kind of standing up there singing. It's like,
yeah,
you know, that's not like the concert experience.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, so, like I, yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I think they were really great.
Yeah.
Mia took some great pictures too, so keep an eye out for those in Melisma coming soon.
Melisma magazine.
Yeah.
Tufts Music Mag.
I have to write the article.
But I think the coolest part about the show is that they remembered us.
I know. Yeah. We went up to them after, because we went to talk to them when we saw them in September, and, you know, we went up to them last week, and they were like, oh my god, hey guys. That was crazy.
They didn't really know who we were.
But they did.
I think they want to recognize your faces, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Maybe not your names.
Yeah, because we thought, you know, we were like, oh, radio. And we, you know, hey. And then they said, hey. And we took another picture with them.
You know the picture of the cat that ate the watermelon?
Yes.
That's what I look like right now with my lips.
This is true.
My lips are so chapped and red right now. I look like the cat eating watermelon.
The candy cane you had definitely didn't help.
That's so true. I totally forgot that I ate it.
True. You like downed that half of a candy cane.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, I miss candy canes.
Candy canes should be all year round.
Candy canes
are
under...
They make your breath smell so nice.
And also, they're just very underappreciated.
Yeah, they're good.
I'd say.
Growing up, I would have like the Jolly Rancher flavor.
Jolly Rancher ones? Good.
On top.
Normal ones? Not so good.
The peppermint ones?
Yeah, I don't like those so much.
Yeah.
It gets the mint gets really overwhelming after a while, but I'm not a big mint fan anyways. Mm.
Valid.
I really don't like spearmint as a flavor.
Oh,
I like peppermint.
I do.
You like spearmint, and I don't like it.
Scintillating bombshell.
Yeah.
It's time to get back to the music.
Heck yes.
I have a secret I want to tell you. Each time that I close my eyes, I can feel you. I run away imagination. And I am blinded by your light. You fill up the room. Oh, I have a secret I need to tell you. Exquisite visions fill up my mind. Do you remember me taking pictures of you as the light came through? You were running away and I asked you for a place to stay. Do you remember me taking pictures of you? Taking pictures of you. I have a secret I need to tell you. I have been true and I needed no clue. We live in such extraordinary times. Exquisite visions fill up my mind.
that number.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Community Radio.
Boom.
Excellent work, my friend.
Thank you very much.
If we can save even one person from falling off a ladder, we've done our jobs.
Right.
I'm telling you, I saw some really weird ladder stuff going on back down in Miami, guys.
I think about it every day.
Yeah, it's... like we a vivid,
we
vivid
replaced
imagery.
A light bulb recently, and I stood on a swivel chair.
That was really dangerous.
I got goosebumps, you know.
I know, but I was holding you, so it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I had support.
Yeah, as long as there's somebody else to watch you, then sin pedo, bro. Sin pedo.
I don't really know if I want to talk for a little bit or play the next song.
I'm setting up my direct deposit, so I mean,
play the next song.
Up
why
to
not?
You.
Okay.
Welcome from this road, I can take a joke. Have you ever seen a ghost? Pop out like a toast. You woke up late, the breakfast closed. You know I don't brag, but I'm about to post. Fabrics on my body, yeah.
It's a sign of poverty. Can't you see I'm leading? Rolling like a trolley. Welcome to your party, cause your friends are boring. I'll be in the city, walking around like a tourist. When you look at me and hate on me, I'm a mirror. If you look at me and don't like me, what does that say about you? I am king, nothing, I am nothing. Take a bunch of empty words and make them mean something. I've been getting no gifts for a while, it's Christmas coming. I'm a good boy on the track, no cussing. Please do not give me any more flack, I am struggling. I'm about to start crying in my bed, evil will spin around my head. I'm going trash talk crazy. I'm blessed, she call me Blady. Angel or demon, maybe. I'm trying to do what I can. Can you please comprehend me? Why can't you understand? I'll shine some glory on your life. I'm not anyone, I'm just some air inside the air. A piece of sand in all the sun. Drop of water in the ocean. It may not seem that way, but I can promise you it's that. But not for that, I'm coming back. I jump right back into the trash. Walk up on this road, I could take a joke. Have you ever seen a ghost? Pop out like a toast. You woke up late, the breakfast closed. You know I don't brag, but I'm about to post. Fabric's on my body, yeah, it's a sign of poverty. Can't you see I'm leading? Rolling like a trolley. Welcome to your party, cause your friends are boring. I'll be in the city, walking around like a tourist.
In America, it really is the norm to wear a thong. I mean, Monica Lewinsky was going into the White House in her intern suit, and underneath it she had a thong. I'm sure she wasn't wearing that to inflame the president.
Cigarette. tearing up the structures since.
Oh no, we're at the end of another radio show. It was a pleasure to be with you today over the airwaves. I'm Charlie, and you listen to Zenner the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you for having us on once again.
Thank you. This next week.
Yes.
At 9.
9 to 11. 9 to 10, 10 to 11.
Matter of fact.
Back on our schedule.
Bye.
Ciao.
A gangster of love. I jumped in my Waddles Cadillac. I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, sir, brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my bus. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it. You know, I'm a gangster.
I've been thinking about when I was trying to be your friend. I thought it was then, but it wasn't. It wasn't genuine. I was just so furious, but I couldn't show you.